Section 4, applying for a PSA. A PSA can be put in place before the start of the relevant tax year, during the tax year, and even after the end of that tax year. But it must be in place before the 6th of July after the end of the tax year to which it relates. So, for example, a PSA for the tax year 2010-11 must be in place by the 6th of July 2011. My advice is always to have the agreements in place before the start of the tax year to which it relates, or as soon as possible thereafter. This allows an employer to limit any national insurance contribution liability to the Class 1B rate, which is the employer-only rate, now at 13.8%. It effectively saves any Class 1 primary national insurance contribution charge that would otherwise arise on the reimbursement of personal expenses or on the provision of a benefit such as taxable vouchers. Where we have a Class 1 primary liability, employees' liability may be at 12% or 2% over the upper earnings limit. And before 6th of April 2011, it was 11% and 1% respectively. Early registration of a PSA, even if there is some uncertainty about what to include in the future, is not a problem, because it is easy to amend the PSA after it has been registered. Items can be added, removed, or amended at any time up to the 6th of July following the end of the tax year that it covers. So, for example, to include taxable relocation costs once it has been realised that such costs have been incurred or the exemption has been exceeded would be a normal thing. As with PLMD dispensations, HMRC has centralised a lot of the PSA work, and to apply for a new PSA, we are told to write to HMRC Local Compliance, Specialist Employer Compliance, Duke's Court, Duke Street, Woking, Surrey, and the postcode is GU215XR. We are also advised to explain when we apply what we want to be included in a PSA and to describe the expenses and benefits to be covered by the PSA. Once HMRC has agreed the expenses and benefits to be covered by the PSA, they will authorise the agreement and send the employer a signed form P626. The form P626 is the agreement itself, and it sets out the items covered and the terms and conditions of the agreement, including when the computations have to be submitted. This is usually by the 31st of August after the end of the tax year. As I have already indicated, we can apply for a PSA at any time, but HMRC warns that the timing of the agreement will affect the items that can be covered. If a PSA is agreed before the start of the tax year, then there are no limitations beyond the minor, irregular, and impractical rules. But if a PSA is agreed during the tax year, we will not be able to include items provided before the date of the agreement to which either of the following applies. Firstly, pay-as-you-earn as or should have been operated on the item, or the item has been reflected in the employee's tax code for the year. HMRC also states that if a PSA is agreed after the end of the tax year, but before the 6th of July, again, we cannot include any items provided during the tax year to which either of the following applies, and that is pay-as-you-earn has or should have been operated on the item, or the item has been reflected in the employee's tax code for the year. The example that I've given to AAT members in the past is of a client that phoned me up one day and said they want to give vouchers out to the factory staff because they've got a big order out on time. And the finance director wanted to give them the vouchers and wanted them to be tax-free. The point I made to the client at the time was that they needed to delay issuing the vouchers to the staff until we had the agreement in place. We therefore went ahead, got the PSA agreement signed up, and once signed up, the vouchers were given out in the staff canteen, and the company were able to pick up the tax bill, Class 1B NICs, and there was no payment of primary Class 1 NICs, which otherwise would have been due if the vouchers had already been given out. Now, when it comes to renewing a PSA, and if there have been no changes since the last PSA was agreed, all you need to do is sign a new PSA agreement on the form P626, which should be issued by the HMRC office that issued the previous PSA. In practice, I find that most tax offices issue these before the start of the year. And again, I just would remind you that it's important to get them signed before the tax year starts, so it shouldn't be put in the non-urgent box and forgotten about.